Hi there! Welcome to the Daily Manna. Just as our body is in need of material food, so as our soul is in need of the Word of the Lord. During the pandemic, there were several small and medium enterprises that really struggled a lot. In fact, many of them closed their businesses. I had a chance to talk to one businessman and I asked him, "How are you? How is your business?" And his response to me was, "Pastor, we are so down, and in the way I evaluate our business right at this moment, all we need to do is survive and wait for this pandemic to pass and see what God has for us. Maybe there is an opportunity for us that God would give us to bounce back." You know, sometimes we are in this kind of scenario when everything around us is seemingly so dark, and there is nothing that we can step on, there is nothing that we can cling on to thrive in life. And sometimes our thought would just settle for survival. The Apostle Paul had that kind of experience with the other prisoners while they were sailing in the ocean. As mentioned in the book of Acts, chapter 27, beginning with verse 27 up to verse 44, this is a long passage, but we will only focus in verses 33 to 38, where Paul uttered an encouragement to the prisoners, to the sailors, and to the guards of the prisoners, that they may survive that 14 days of storm and being tossed by the waves in the ocean. Let me read it to you from the book of Acts 27, 33 to 38, from the NASB 1995 edition. "Until that day was about to dawn, Paul was encouraging them all to take some food, saying, 'Today is the 14th day that you have been constantly watching and going without eating, having taken nothing. Therefore, I encourage you to take some food, for this is for your preservation, for not a hair from the head of any of you will perish.' Having said this, he took bread and gave thanks to God in the presence of all, and he broke it and began to eat. All of them were encouraged, and they themselves also took food. All of us in the ship were 276 persons. When they had eaten enough, they began to lighten the ship by throwing out the wheat into the sea." May the good Lord bless the reading of His Word. Now, it's fascinating to think about what was experienced by these people. For 14 nights, they were going through the storm that caught them in the middle of the ocean. It was a struggle for everyone. I think even the expert ones crossing the ocean during the time of storm were scared during this moment. And Paul, having seen all of these incidents take place, he took it as an opportunity to encourage those who were with him in the boat. You know, there are times that life would be seemingly a moment of all nights when the sun is so far, it looks like it's gonna shine in the later weeks or months or even year. Sometimes it's so dark around that people would become so discouraged. And these people were not only so discouraged mentally, but I think they were weak physically. As mentioned in the text, they did not eat for 14 days and 14 nights already. And Paul came to the picture and gave to them an encouragement. And the encouragement of Peter came in two forms. One, encouragement through words, and the other side of it was an encouragement for them to partake something so that they will be physically strengthened. Well, it's common in our time that when people are distressed, people are stressed. I mean, not stressed because some people would do stress eating, but when they are in great distress or when they are so down and almost going through depression, many individuals would also refuse to eat. And Paul was trying to encourage them in both ways. He was trying to encourage them mentally, in their spirit, and at the same time, he was encouraging them to take something so that they will be able to survive physically. These two are both needed, equally needed for man to survive. And this is, I think, what we need to do and seize as a moment of ministering as believers. You know, when we are in a dark time of life, it is fascinating how God can send someone to encourage us, to lift up our soul, and to give us the strength emotionally to move, to go further, and even to just survive for that moment as we wait for the morning. Or if we are not the one who is in great distress or in a depressive state, I think it's important to take note of this, that we can be that encouragement that God would send to that someone who is experiencing nights in his life or her life. That person would have something to cling on or to hold on to, so that he will survive the night and wait for the day to come and see opportunities that God would give him or her, so that he or she can bounce back in life. In this brief reading of the passage that we had, three times that the word encourage was mentioned. In verse 33, it was mentioned. In verse 34, it was mentioned. In verse 36, it was mentioned again. Just within verses 33 to 38, three times that the word encourage was mentioned. And it gives us a sense of understanding that the author was trying to emphasize this, because when we are in a dark moment of life, God would always send someone to encourage us. Or if there is someone going through dark times in life, God may send us to bring encouragement to that person as well. And I hope that we will be sensitive to the working of the Spirit. Should the Lord lead us, let's go and be an encouragement to that person. But when we are in a dark state as well, always expect that God will bring someone to bring encouragement to you. That beautiful is our God. Let's all bow down our heads for prayer. Lord, thank you because you are showing concern to your children. Yes, it's unavoidable that there are moments of darkness in our existence. But when we are there, we know and believe that we shall never give up, because you will give someone or send someone to us to be an encouragement to us, to lift our spirit, that we will not be totally destroyed within that night, but instead we will survive enough to wait for the sun to rise again and find a hope and find a moment, an opportunity for us to bounce back. But if we are as well having some people around us who are experiencing dark times in life, may we be moved by your Spirit to be encouragements to them, that they will also find strength in the midst of the storm. Thank you. We bless your name today in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. The Lord bless you all.